Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
WPHD HD, WOGL HD3,
Philadelphia. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano. Yeah!
Good Monday morning. How about some hope? A couple of weeks ago, we had Joe Gale, a Montgomery County Commissioner, on the show. And his counterpart, if you will, in the belly of the beast in Philadelphia, Martina White, State Representative White, is back with us momentarily. She's featured in a great profile in Philly Mag. And I've had somebody there that I really trusted profile me. Sandy Hinkston did a great job. But you're always apprehensive, you know, because a profiler might have a little bit of an edge to it to put something out there that's not so flattering or whatever. But this piece, I think, captures very well why Martina White is somebody on the rise because of what she represents, and to win not once but twice here in Philadelphia as a new Republican legislator is just unheard of given where the city's going. She joins us here again on Talk Radio 1210. Martina, State Rep White. All right, we'll have her with us here in a moment. The piece at Philadelphia Magazine does say that she, in addition to everything else, is very attractive. I think they say you could see her as one of the people on Fox and Friends. As one of the female commentators, Martina White is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. State Representative, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Good to be back. Thanks.
Well, how did you feel as an aspiration to know that you are, to the profiler, somebody that could be on Fox and Friends as one of the female hosts?
Well, I mean, I guess they have high expectations for me. I don't know.
Well, that kind of jumped out at me. That's very flattering because, you know this because you're actually doing it. Attractiveness and things of that nature in youth, in politics, all the way back to the Kennedys or beyond, that is something that, you know, people notice. You have to have the goods after that, but that's something that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely brains before beauty, Dom.
So what's your take overall from Philadelphia Magazine? As I said, it's great to be profiled, but there's always leery of some kind of real shot in there, but I don't see any.
Sure. I mean, it's always nerve-wracking giving someone the opportunity to kind of judge you in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Holly Otterbein, she did a good job. She came out. She met with me quite a few times for a couple hours at a time. She even came out and did doors with me to get a sense for the district, get a feel for the people that are up here. And I think what she found was exactly what I represent, and that's the people of the Northeast. She got to meet, an officer, a teacher. She got to meet veterans, just neighborhood people who care a lot about Philadelphia. They care a lot about specifically the Northeast. And I think that they're appreciative of the work that my team and I have been doing over the past couple of years.
Well, without a doubt. So before we get to the Trump stuff that they were able to weave in there, which I think is legitimate, they also wove in there that Martina White is the new modern blondit version of Senator Hank Salvatore, who was, I don't know if you knew him, was quite a character and actually was talking about, hey, if people like Jim Kenney won't respond to Northeast Philadelphia, maybe we ought to secede from Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, I think it was Kevin Boyle who brought that up to her attention, I guess.
Yeah.
I assumed it was a compliment, but I guess I don't know Hank Salvatore that well. I never met him, obviously. He's not around anymore, but I think that if the people of the Northeast were really interested in that, they would have been knocking down the door to tell me that they wanted to secede from Philadelphia, and that hasn't happened yet. And I think that the reason for that is because, like I said before, people up here do genuinely care about our area and our city, and they want to see it, maybe be headed in a different direction than it is already.
Well, absolutely. And again, the registration edge is with Democrats, and it's significantly with Democrats. But I think your election indicates twice now, and the fervor they have for you, that these are Democrats that are not the Jim Kenney radical Democrats. They're the old school Democrats who like unions, like any number of things of traditional America, and they saw Democrats as being for the little guy, as you are, not the radical stuff they see more in downtown.
Yeah, I think, you know, Northeast Philadelphia, specifically my area, we care about jobs. We care about our kids being able to get a better education than what they're getting now. You know, they're interested in keeping their neighborhood safe. You know, we have a drug epidemic going on. You know, they're concerned about their, you know, the safety of the neighborhoods and making sure that those types of things don't continue.
Well, Martina, let's talk, too. They weave in Donald Trump a good bit here, and I don't remember you shying away from that, but I don't remember you being this, you know, just all-out cheerleader. You weren't just about Donald Trump, but your district is a happy spot, a sweet spot for him. Why is that? What is it that he represents? Is it the economic, the jobs pitch, and what else?
You know, I've never met Donald Trump. I don't know the man. I would say that I think that what people are most concerned about in terms of their federal administration, in terms of their state and local officials, is being able to make sure that they can put food on the table at night for their families. And by having a job, you're able to do things like that, and a good paying job at that. So I think that that's the focus. I think that, like I said before, that, you know, the comparison that Holly was trying to make, I don't know necessarily that it was there. I think she came in with a preconceived notion of maybe who I am and what I stand for, and then found out that, you know, I'm just a regular person, and I care about the people here in the Northeast. I care about Philadelphia and its future, and I think that we can make a difference if we just work together and, you know, focus on the people and what exactly they want.
Well, one of the things they want is they don't want lawlessness. They don't want to be inundated with people that are here illegally / sometimes criminally. In addition to that, sanctuary cities. And you were the architect of this almost shockingly, and you got it to the 1 yard line. You didn't have a lot of help, though, in punching it into the end zone. And I was told by your leader, Speaker Terzai, that once the budget was done, I know that's ongoing, they're still wrangling and all, that sanctuary cities. So where is that right now? Is the clock going to run out again on that?
So, you know, session will go all the way into, you know, next November, so not necessarily going to end to the point where we won't be able to get this legislation through. But I think that the legislation is going to happen and be hopefully passed and up on the governor's desk before the end of this year. That's my end goal. I hope that's Speaker Terzai's goal as well. He has the ability to put those types of pieces on the House floor. And I know right now both myself and Senator Guy Renschenthaler have legislation to get rid of these sanctuary cities across our state.
How would you get rid of them then? So have you changed at all? Listeners remember you. They remember this. It's a big goal of theirs to do this. What explicitly are you saying you would do now?
So ultimately, we want to make sure that the municipalities that are declaring them sanctuary cities, that and even they're just acting like a sanctuary city, even though they haven't declared themselves as such.
Right.
You know, we want to make sure that they're being held responsible financially for any damages that are happening to a person living in this sanctuary city. If you get injured by an illegal immigrant and then you have no recourse, it's not fair. So why not hold these municipalities that are attracting the illegal immigrant population to our region and make sure that if someone is injured, that they're able to properly receive the damages that were incurred and be paid for those.
Now, the other thing that's a prime thing with you, too, is this bill about cops and their identity and all that, particularly given the tenor in Philadelphia, Black Lives Matter, nationwide police-related shootings. Talk about that a little bit of what your thinking is on that.
Sure. So House Bill 27 is my police legislation, and basically what it does is it makes sure that an officer, especially in Philadelphia right now, their names are basically disclosed within 72 hours per policy from previous Commissioner Ramsey. And what the legislation would do is make sure that those officers' names are not disclosed for 30 days unless the investigation's been completed prior. And from there, I mean, that basically gives an officer an opportunity to go back to their family and say, hey, family, you know, kids, when you go into school, just know that your dad's name could be out in the public and that some people could make threats against my life. And unfortunately, that's what's happening right now, is that officers are being threatened. They, you know, we've seen various shootings happening across the country. And it's a real shame. These officers put their lives on the line, and then to be subjected to the level of assumption that they're guilty before even the facts are out. It's not fair. I think that the legislation is a fair compromise between transparency and helping to protect an officer in the event that they are involved in a use of force incident.
Absolutely right. Well, I commend people to see this, and we'll send them to your website too. I think they did a fair and pretty accurate job of my sense of you, and it's got to be exciting to see that, because it did capture Northeast Philadelphia. You really do get and reflect the people that you represent there. So where do people go to see it and to see your website?
Well, they can certainly go to my website, repwhite.com. They can go to my Facebook page. Just check it out. And you can also go and buy the magazine and then check out Aldo's Pizza in the district, because they have great pizza.
there was a lot of pizza talk there. Good move, yes.
There was. You know, he's a really good guy over there, and they do a great job. Even, you know, they're going through tough times with the soda tax and all, and they're complaining about it, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, well, what's the update on the soda tax, too? I mean, it is merciless as far as I see it.
I personally don't even have an update, truthfully. I don't think that any legislation is coming out of Harrisburg as of yet. Everyone is waiting for the
Supreme Court.
Yeah, the Supreme Court ruling to come down. We'll see how it goes. I don't know. I know that the mayor is very adamant on keeping it, and that's fine. So we'll have to see what happens with the courts.
All right. Well, Representative, thank you so much. Again, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Dom. You guys take care.
All right. There's State Representative Martina White. It's a great piece. Got a lot of stuff about Rizzo and everything else in there. All right. Our friend is back again, though. Martina White, really known around this Sanctuary City bill.